This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good day, Health Time. It's Dr. Ken Kronos joining us now on this weekend and weekday edition. We play this program on many stations during the week and many more on the weekend. Good day, Health. Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, expert in the heart and circulatory system, but really has a great way of understanding what's going on in your body. Take it from me. I get his once over not lightly every year. and I get... And I got into the habit of then wanting to know what was going on in my body from head to toe, and that's what Ken provides for me, even though, again, as I say, his specialty is cardiology or circulatory system. And he also, here on this program, takes the medical journals apart to analyze what is being reported and how it affects you so that it can then have its impact on you. And certainly this business with face masks, the controversy goes on and on as to what to get. Some people, the 19 to 29-year-olds, refuse to wear them. But everything I see, Ken, anywhere, suggests that this is really a solid way, especially if you have the lower micron face mask, let very little out. This is the way to keep this thing from becoming yet another disaster. And so you found something to sort of underscore what goes on when you wear a face mask, right?
Well, I am a fan of face masks, especially if you are unable to well socially distance. And, everybody by now, you'd have to be asleep. You haven't heard the three things we should all know about to dramatically lower our risk of getting COVID-19, keeping our hands clean and off our face, socially distant, at least 6 feet away, and wearing face masks. And I think there are a number of people who think that the face masks are dangerous to their health. I hear this from my patients, and I remind them that surgeons are in them almost all day, and most surgeons I know look darn healthy. They've been wearing them since they were very young and till they're very old. And there was an article in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association that yes, they acknowledge that they may not be for many people the most pleasant item to wear, but they are not depriving people of needed oxygen, and hopefully this finding will counter the common anti-mask myth that wearing them may be unhealthy. And I just want to reassure you, what I recommend to my patients about face masks, and I have found this for myself, is to shop them, because they are made with different products, different chemicals, the ones that are made in Vietnam, China, America. Try them out on yourself, shop them, and see which one for you personally is the most comfortable. There are different sizes, there are different materials, different plies, how many layers are put together. All of these factors will affect your happiness with them. So if you put one on and you find it very uncomfortable, don't think they're all like that. Find one that's made from another country with different substances, different thickness, and try to find one that is comfortable for you.
Ah, what's wrong with that? That sounds like great advice. I remember we were talking about the microns and how big the particle apparently itself is just a little bigger than 1 micron. So if you have a 1 micron mask, it'll really protect you and others. And the other one, the one more popular ones, I think, are 3 microns. When you get down into the weeds like that, I think most people don't pay attention, right? You agree
with
that, Ken?
You want at least a 3-ply. There are also 4 plies. And then you get into the N95s, which most people will find uncomfortable to live in. But if you get at least a 3 or a 4-ply mask and you're not dealing with sick people all day, you're not a healthcare worker, that will work for most of us and you'll find them comfortable.
All right. Word to the wise, as they say, is sufficient. All right. So let's see here. Next up. we've sort of gone around the horn, I think, don't you? Last week you said that COVID is more contagious but less lethal. The numbers, the news media is playing up, but it's kind of been, you know, this is election week, so you're not going to be, you didn't see too much new here, I don't think. Did you? I mean, really and truly, is there anything other than numbers that are new that we ought to be careful? All of the things we've been saying, it's not any different. There's nothing new.
In general, the infection rate is, the number of cases are going up a bit, especially in some places where you didn't see infection earlier in the country. You know, this virus seems to do its thing and then go look for people where it hasn't done its thing yet. But it may be coming back. The infection rate is going up in a number of places. But the good news is that the death rate is dramatically down from where it was in February and March and April. And we just know better how to deal with it. Our therapeutics have improved a lot, and that's very encouraging. There is some thought that maybe the virus has weakened, but it's definitely very contagious, and if you want to try not to get it, if you do, just about everybody, especially if you're youthful, survives this thing, but you still want to do your best to try to avoid this.
Right. Those are words of the wise. You know, I got a kick out of some of the things. You're pretty conservative when it comes to the business about using pot and what legalizing it has done, and maybe are the benefits for THC and CBD.
Are you talking about there? Recreational uses?
Say again?
You talking about recreational uses?
Yeah, right, exactly. Some people...
I don't think conservative is the word. I think doing what's healthy is the word.
Mm-hmm. All right. So a number of states, apparently, I forgot which ones, have adopted mushrooms, what they call magic.
Hallucinatory. Yeah, right. Great
exactly.
Idea.
Do you think that's a good idea?
No, I don't.
No, I don't think so.
Not if you're interested in preserving your health.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk in a moment about what impact a positive mental attitude may have for you and your mind. As a matter of fact, it reminds me, I think once in a while I bring this to everybody's attention because Prevagen, one of the sponsors of the programs I do, Prevagen is a supplement, an all-natural supplement, a brain health supplement that ought to become part of your daily routine. Prevagen is something that helps improve short-term memory, and the supplement mix is all natural, discovered by a neurologist, as a matter of fact. So if you want to go along with the crowd and help your brain be better as you get older, it actually gets better, add Prevagen to your daily routine. Improvement in age-related cognitive impairments that happen just as we get older. Prevagen, Prevagen. Find it wherever you get your health supplies. You can buy it online. Prevagen will give you a healthier brain and, therefore, a better life. I'm using it, and I sure am happy I am.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. How much do you know about the most common smoking-related disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD?
It's a disease of the airways that causes obstruction to airflow and causes difficulty breathing. So shortness of breath is the most common symptom, along with cough and sputum production.
Dr. Paul Scanlon, a Mayo Clinic pulmonologist, says if you know someone who smokes, you probably know someone with COPD.
It affects tens of millions of Americans, 7 to 10% of the population, depending on how you count it.
While complications from COPD can sometimes be deadly, a COPD diagnosis in and of itself is not a death sentence.
If you quit smoking, lung function improves a little bit and then stabilizes so that you can live to a ripe old age with only mild impairment. You won't get substantially worse if you quit smoking.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. So, talking about memory and the, I was talking with him about that supplement, but there is a bit of info this week from Psychological Science about what protects one's memory as you and I get older, Ken.
You asked me about magic mushrooms in the
yes,
last break.
Yes.
And we didn't have enough time. Let me just comment that there was a study that it was actually just reported this week that this psychedelic treatment may help major depression. So if one is going to use magic mushrooms, these with the help of a physician for medical uses, that I'm open to, and there's good evidence showing that it's safe and effective, that mm-hmm. is a different question than what I think you were asking me about, whether one should be using this recreationally. And that is where I wouldn't recommend for one's best health to use these hallucinatory substances. But if one is using them in a study with physicians or in an area where they've been shown with data to be safe and effective, that's a different issue. So for medical use, talk to your doctor, but for recreational use, find some other way to make yourself happy.
So do these things, alcohol, stimulants, sometimes pot doesn't stimulate you, it makes you go to sleep. A lot of people say they smoke a joint before they go to bed, gives them a good night's sleep. The idea of what it does to the rest of your body, i.e., because you're a cardiologist, I'd like to know what all this stuff does, whether it's the wacky weed or the mushrooms or whatever it is. What does that do to your heart and circulatory system?
Not good things. That's the point.
Yeah.
That you're not doing it for your health. And so that is why, you want to live naturally.
Yeah. Eat good food. Drink good stuff.
Exercise, all the things we talk about. But those things, they're drugs. I mean, Doug, you're not a big, eager person to take the drugs. But these
things
are drugs, whether you like it or not. And, do you want to submit your body to drugs?
So people who use them would say, what's the difference between that? Guys like you doctors, have prescribed all of these opiates that have gotten people hooked. And how is that any different? That was a legal drug. How is that any different than marijuana?
I don't think I'm advocating long-term use of opiates. Have you ever heard me say that?
No.
So
no.
I don't know if that's really a good analogy.
Well, maybe it isn't. You have such a wonderful, subtle way of saying things. I don't know if I'm advocating a long-term use of... No, but there are people who have.
And I mean, any of my patient knows if they're ever needing an opiate. I always say the lowest necessary dose for the shortest possible time. And you're always wondering about even that can get them addicted, and you're very cautious about doing that. And that's what most doctors are doing these days regarding opiates.
All right, more on the heart and COVID with cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. That's coming right up.
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Moving back into our medical fold, by the way, thanks for listening to Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with my very good friend, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So as a cardiologist, there are a lot of questions that may be asked of you, must be asked, and certainly are being asked, as far as COVID and whether it'll cause. There are people who say that it'll, if you have a serious case, it'll put pock marks on your lungs and it'll ruin your heart and yada, yada. So what's the real bottom line here with the heart and COVID? Does it depend on how serious the COVID is? And given the fact that you've said it's much less lethal now, so it will be less of a problem for people who otherwise have heart problems.
Well, again, we're learning about this virus. And every week or day, we learn something new. And some of the initial reports of incidents, how common something is, are not really correct, because initially we didn't realize how common infections are of this virus. The denominator, you know, how many people actually have the illness, is a lot higher than most ever expected. If you had asked somebody back in March and April, as of compared to currently, we're realizing the so-called denominator, how many people have illness, is much higher. I saw a report this week that they think almost a fifth of New York City has already been infected with this, with this virus, which is stunningly high if you compared to what you would have asked people back last spring. And the reason is the virus is very contagious, and if you don't, and the other issue is if you don't test, you don't know whether somebody has this virus, because so many people that get this infection don't even know they had it. It's a minimal illness. It's only a small fraction, fortunately, that get the severe form, and that's what we're concerned about, is this severe, deadly form. So unless you very aggressively test, you're going to miss a lot of people. And here in our country, we're doing more testing than anywhere, and we're picking up more illness now. And we know that the denominator, those who have the illness, is so much higher than we expected when a lot of these projections were being made earlier of incidence, how many fractions of people have these complications. And that's what I'm talking about, because back months ago, we're talking about late spring, early summer, there was this big concern that a large, potentially very large number of people who get COVID-19 get inflammation of the heart muscle, what we call myocarditis. And this is a concerning issue. It weakens the heart. We see it in other viruses. Fortunately, it's relatively rare with other viruses, but it does occur. All cardiologists see these patients that are fine, and then a few weeks later, they have horrible heart failure, no heart left, and we're very concerned. And some actually end up needing heart transplant, and some fortunately, the heart function comes back, and this is an unpredictable course. Fortunately, it's not very common, but it does happen. And initially, we thought that this was so common that it occurred. The initial reports in 14% to 60% of middle-aged and older recovered patients may be getting this, and that was the earlier report. Fortunately, this was all clarified this week, that the rate of myocarditis in patients who are infected is more like between 1.4% and 7.2%. You know, and I think it's going to go down further as we study this more.
This speaks to the overwhelming negative reporting that's done, and whether that's necessary to save people. We've seen a lot of places close down this week, going back to where they were in the summertime, and whether or not it's necessary at this point because the virus is less lethal is something I think that needs to be discussed and understood. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Another half hour coming right up. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have you along.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An armed man was arrested Thursday night outside the Pennsylvania Convention Center as voting counts continued. Reports say he was planning to attack the location. Police say they were tipped off about a group of people from Virginia driving to the convention center in a Hummer with a possible plan to strike, WPVI reported. At about 10:50 p.m., a man inside a Vietnamese restaurant across from the center was taken into custody. Police recovered a weapon at the location and a Hummer. It's unclear if the man arrested is connected to the alleged attack plot. NBC NBC News is reporting Defense Secretary Mark Esper has prepared a letter of resignation. The news outlet is crediting the story to three unnamed defense officials. Jonathan Hoffman, Assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs, says the NBC story is inaccurate and misleading. As Mr. Esper's tenure may or may not be coming to an end, Esper is helping members of Congress draft legislation that will strip names of Confederate leaders from military bases. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The National Football League has fined the Las Vegas Raiders for its coronavirus procedures. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The Las Vegas Raiders are being hit by the NFL for violations of the league's COVID-19 protocols. The team has been fined $500,000 and was stripped of a sixth-round pick for the way the team handled Trent Brown's positive test last month. Head coach John Gruden has also been fined $150,000. The Raiders have been fined several times already this season for violating protocol, accruing a total of $1.2 million in fines. The Raiders are expected to appeal their punishment.
The Raiders will play the Chargers in Southern California Sunday. NASCAR's season finale 500 takes place Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona. One of the final four drivers, Chase Elliott, talks about this year's success.
I think it's huge. I think it's huge for me personally. I think it's huge for our team as a whole. Each and every person that puts in time and effort to try to make our program work. I think that when you're able to be in a position that we were in, like we were tonight, and have to go to perform and go and do that. I think everybody gains a lot of confidence from it, and we prove to ourselves that we can do it. I think we always have believed we could do it, but to go out there and achieve it certainly is something that we haven't experienced yet as a group. And to win a championship in this series, you have to make the Final Four. We've seen the same crowd make the Final Four since this deal has been implemented.
Other drivers in the Final Four are Logano, Keselowski, and Hamlin. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Second half hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. A reminder again of our podcast. Ken and Jack both have separate podcasts. Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell. Ken talking a lot about COVID and trying to put a good, not good spin, but the intelligent, intellectual approach to this rather than the mayhem and scare tactics. I think I find it very refreshing. One of the great things about Ken is that he puts a cap on things and tells everybody to calm down. Here's what's really going on rather than some of the garbage that you get. So catch the most recent Good Day Health podcast with Dr. Ken, gooddayhealthshow.com. Actually, the most recent one with Jack Stockwell focuses on white blood cells and how they are a key to your healthy immune system working properly. So that's there as well. Good information to help you keep in shape, keep yourself healthy, gooddayhealthshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the focus on vaccines. And what is the latest here? What do we expect? Are we on target? Are there companies that are coming into the fold? I notice a lot of stuff is being done here in our country, but elsewhere as well. So what do you think is different this week from last week with regard to getting a vaccine that we'll be able to use fairly soon, Ken?
So here is the – I'm going to take out my crystal ball and go out on the edge here and make some predictions after trying to read what I can and listen to the experts and listen to the physicians who are involved in development and what they're able to say. And my best read is in the next few weeks, starting off with Pfizer and then possibly Moderna, and these are the two companies that have this mRNA vaccine, this new technology, which was successfully used against Ebola, where you don't actually inject the actual protein antibody, as has been done classically in traditional vaccines, but you actually inject the blueprint, the RNA. Remember your genetics.
Yep.
And then the body takes the blueprint and then makes the antibody, the protein, against the virus. Pretty neat stuff. And Pfizer and Moderna in your backyard have this. And in the last couple of weeks, Pfizer was allowed by the FDA to add children down to the age of 12 into their study. And I have to believe if there were safety issues with the Pfizer vaccine, the FDA would not have allowed that. I think what we don't yet have from these two companies is effectiveness regarding these vaccines. The bar is not 100% effectiveness. It's down to 50% effectiveness, and we yet don't have enough of the phase three, these 30,000 people results. Phase one and two did show antibody production effectiveness. That is encouraging, and we're waiting. And I think in the next few weeks, they're going to get this data, and I'm predicting there is going to be enough antibody produced to meet the FDA's bar of effectiveness. And I think in the next few weeks, starting with Pfizer and then Moderna and then probably a little later AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson, those two companies, the latter two, have done it the traditional way, will be going to the FDA for the emergency use authorization, the EUA you hear discussed all the time. So I think it'll take the FDA about a month to review this. So I think by the end of December, we'll hear about the first company. They'll get their EUA. And I think beginning in January, the people who will be first in line, this is not self-serving, but will be people like myself, healthcare workers of all variety, also people who are at high risk, the elderly, those who have chronic illnesses, chronic immune problems, will be first in line in January and February. This vaccine then takes another booster a month later. So people like myself in February will then be getting another vaccine. And then it takes 2 months to get adequate antibodies. So for people in the first line like myself, we're talking about down to April when we're finally will have adequate immunity. And then people after that, we're talking about May and June and July will have their effectiveness. So I think by late spring, early summer, if you want this vaccine, you'll have gotten it, you'll have enough safety, and we'll be getting back to our regular lives. And I'm going to put that out there and try to put a smile on everybody's face, because I think the one common thing about all of us, and wouldn't it be nice to come together, us Americans, the one common denominator among all of us is that we all want to get back to our lives pre-COVID-19.
Well, that brings me around to something else. The whole business about how depressed we are. The election certainly has made a lot of people depressed one way or another. The virus has. Events of 2020, and I know you're not much of a believer in astrology, but I am. And I look at the stars and hear from friends that are very, very important to me who know how this stuff works. And they pretty much forecast all of this stuff going on this year and a relief from it next year for sure. But to go back to depression and what has happened to so many people because, you know, the modern era that we're in, people are paying attention to the news media, even though it may not be as accurate or correct. For some reason or other, we get ourselves, some people do anyway, they're addicted to this stuff. They're addicted to negativity. Maybe that's the way to look at it. And so you got that stuff in your head, and it creates a horrible depression in people. And so I'm wondering, I know you have found a connection to depression and stroke, and so I guess I wonder how strong the tie is, and what do we do, more importantly, to get out of it?
That is, can we just say that, because you just said something brilliant that I would like to first comment on, and then maybe after the break we can go on to the depression, but addicted to negativity. Mm-hmm. And that is a brilliant observation, and I want everybody to think about that, and think about the antidote in your life by some healthy lifestyle to mm-hmm. break that addiction to negativity, because mm-hmm. that is such an important factor that Doug is bringing up to give us all a healthy life. Break that addiction to negativity.
All right, we're going to talk about that in a matter of moments here. What it has resulted in, people getting depressed means they eat more. That's what happens. We try to feel better. We eat more. We've gained a lot of weight during this past 6 months, a lot of just collectively. There are millions and millions of tons of weight that have been put on by Americans and folks actually all around the world. So coming to the rescue is Calitrin, weight loss formula that doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs, used not only here in our country, but all over Canada and in Europe. This is becoming quite a popular way to lose weight and keep it off. And that's the prize, really, isn't it? Losing the weight is one thing, but keeping it off, that's what you want to do. If you look online at toploss.com, there are daily deals that you can understand by just clicking on it. I mean, you can go to calitrin.com or toploss.com, see what people have experienced, how it works. Find somebody who looks like you. There are pictures and profiles of hundreds of people who have lost weight. Find someone, then talk to your counselor, because there's a counselor available for everybody. You get that information, get the number. You can either talk to them online or you can talk to them on the phone, but they'll help get you through. There's no reason for you to be unhealthy, no reason for you to be overweight. This is the way to fix that problem. Calitrin, natural weight loss, guaranteed to work or your money back. And they have a huge sale going on right now. Use the DJV code, don't have to pay for shipping. Buy three, get three free, sort of a BOGO deal. And it expands to not just Calitrin to lose weight, but other products they have that will help get rid of, let's say, the fat in your stomach. Help yourself, get healthy, go into the holiday season feeling good about yourself because you know you're healthy. You're having the best offense is a good defense, defense against ways, having all of the food. You'll have tons of reasons, lots of ways to gain weight. Let's figure out a way to lose it or keep your weight in check. Calitrin, best info is at toploss.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won, 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. We were talking about addictions and how we are addicted to negativity. And does that cause depression, Ken? How are they all connected?
Well, I think it just causes head-to-toe problems. And, you know, it's the mind-body connection. Mm-hmm. And that negativity, you talk about how bad inflammation is to the body. But that negativity secretes hormones in the body that adds to the stress to the body, adds to inflammation. And that's a central issue that one can correct by, on their own initially, attempting by lifestyle changes to correct it. If you can't on your own, you know, this is where professionals can help you. If you don't want to go to drugs, talking to a therapist is something that can really help. But this negativity is so important to having overall good health, getting rid of it. And if it's part of your body and you want to be healthy, you're just not going to have the optimum health that you can have until you get rid of that negativity. What do you think, Doug?
I think that depression is a very, you know, I try to get rid of that. Exercise is a good way to get rid of it. Eating well, being around friends and family, the people that you want to be around. This happens to be my birthday week, and I'm going to go spend time with my children and my grandson because that's what makes me happy. I'm very rarely depressed. I wouldn't say I'm never depressed. I've been depressed. We all get depressed.
There's overlap between negativity and depression, but they're not quite exactly the same thing.
No.
And whereas depression, we all have an occasional situational where you react to something, it makes us sad. But there is major depression where there are chemical imbalances and people can't function. And this is where you need pharmacology help. But certainly the best approach initially to mild depression is exercise once the doctor says it's okay. Amazingly effective. But if you're suicidal, please get some help yesterday.
You know, Sean Connery passed away this past weekend, and a lot of people wondered what was going on with him because he always seemed to be the picture of health. Apparently, he got dementia in the last year or 18 months. And I'm not sure everybody understands how dementia, which is a malady of the brain, affects your body. Why do people die with Alzheimer's or dementia? What does it do? Does it slow down how your body works, how the heart works, how your functions work?
All of the above. You know, I think that's an area of great study, trying to understand that. But it seems to not, in severe cases, not only affect our ability to think and remember, it does have effects on bodily function.
Mm-hmm. Are you going along with the CDC's recommendations for Thanksgiving? I laugh because the CDC seems to change. They've always become a punchline for jokes, because everything changes every 5 minutes there. And I wonder out loud whether we as Americans need to have the government tell us how to enjoy Thanksgiving.
Well, interestingly, you go back to Halloween, the holidays, they recommend a high-risk activity, door-to-door trick-or-treating. And I don't think many cities follow that. So,
no.
So I think that the key is being, just socially distanced, and that's what you need to do.
Right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken here on this week's Good Day Health program.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos visits with us every week here on this program. He runs Lake Cardiology, which is a fabulous, it's like an episodic adventure when I go down there to visit him. The clinic is spread out, lots of experts, lots of expertise, lots of clinical areas, lots of equipment. It's kind of a fun place to go to get yourself checked out. You can have access to Ken as well. You don't have to go there personally because of the new world order of telemedicine. So if you'd like to be in touch, either go visit with Ken or if you'd like to have a visit on the Zoom, you call 352-735-1400 for an appointment there. That's 352-735-1400. Spend an hour with Ken and you'll be very satisfied. You'll be at ease, if you will. Dr. Ken Kronos, 352-735-1400. First question. Are patients going to be able to view their doctor's findings electronically? Apparently there's some stuff floating around, Ken, this week that the opening of records is part of a new federal initiative to give patients easier access to their own health records. I thought we already had it. What do you know about records and what's available to the patient through those new, what do they call them, patient portals?
Yes, I'm hoping this is an old story, but we have had a patient portal for a number of years, going back to 2014, where you can, if you like, not everybody enjoys doing this, but if you have an internet connection, you go to a particular web address, put in your username and password, and you're connected to our patient portal. And most doctors' offices today have them. They're hopefully very well controlled, so your information is protected. And you can see much of your medical record in most patient portals that are at the cutting edge. They're, for many patients who enjoy technology, this is a very satisfying experience.
But if you don't enjoy technology, then how do you get this information?
Well, when you're in the office, you ask your physician or one of the assistants to just print out your records, and you own those records. You have every right to your records. They may charge you for that service, for that right, because there is some cost to printing them and blah, blah, blah. It should be a reasonable page charge. And most states, like in Florida, there is a customary charge for doing something like that set by the state. And it's a reasonable per page charge if you want things printed out the old-fashioned way.
Yeah. All right. Next question has to do with the recommended daily consumption of whole eggs. Is it true that whole eggs will reduce your risk of heart disease and stroke?
Well, when you say whole
eggs. Remember, the reason I ask you that is because I can remember we, not necessarily you and I, but over the years, there certainly has been a lot of focus on eggs, too much cholesterol, you shouldn't eat them. It's kind of like coffee. Some people, one day it's good for you, next day it's not. Chocolate, so eggs. What's the story with eggs?
And the studies have changed and the recommendations have changed. And the bottom line is you have to look at the white, you have to look at the yolk. I wouldn't recommend more than one egg yolk a day. And depending on your heart history and your cholesterol, you know, anywhere between 3 to 6 egg yolks a week would make sense, depending on the person.
3 to 6 egg yolks
a week, not more than one per day.
So not whole eggs then.
Well, you can, on the day you want to eat the yolk, you can have the whole egg. And egg whites are different. There's no cholesterol in the egg whites. It's pure protein. And then you just have to factor that into your daily protein. So egg whites, just protein. The issue with the egg yolk is it's a huge source of cholesterol. And you need some, but just don't overdo it.
Right. All right. The question about the studies on
COVID.
And
there are unique proteins in the egg yolk that makes it a good, healthy thing to do. So don't stay away from them, just in moderation. Don't have more than one a day.
All right. Here's a quick one because we only have a few seconds left. Daylight savings time, what does it do to us?
You broke up. I didn't hear what you said.
Daylight savings time, what does it do to us?
Oh, my gosh. Our internal hormones get confused, and I'm a big advocate. We should stay on one time for the whole year, 12 months a year. Pick the one you like. I like having an extra hour of sleep, but it just torses our internal clocks and puts stress on the body when we change. That's the key.
That's the key. All right, there's Dr. Ken. Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here with Ken Kronhaus at 59 past the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.